I started to say new superintendent, but you've been in office almost 8 months now.
That is correct. Started on January the 1st.
And I know that a large portion of those early months, you were traveling around the state with the tour that great name you had for it, Mo Wants to Know.
That's exactly right. When I started, one of the things that I said I would do was to travel the state and learn about what's going on with regards to our public schools, what do people like and want to continue, what challenges there are, potential solutions, and big ideas, and how folks would be willing to commit to our public schools. So, yes, we did a listening and learning tour. Got all across the state and then also did lots of virtual sessions as well. Talked to over 5,000 individuals who shared in multiple and varied ways answers to those questions, if you will.
Superintendent Green, was there anything that really surprised you coming out of those sessions that you hadn't anticipated?
I don't know that there was anything that I would say was, you know, a complete surprise. Certainly, given my experience as a former local district superintendent, I was certainly aware of a lot of the things that were going on that were going well as lots of the challenges. The thing that did impress upon me was people's desire to have a wonderful public education system.
Now, the results of the Mo Wants to Know tour, how much did they figure into this big program that you announced last week on achieving educational excellence?
It was vital. What we learned from folks across the state was critically important to what we ultimately put together, and so would not have had as robust, I believe, a strategic plan had we not done the strategic, done the virtual and in-person conversations, if you will.
Could you tell us about, you have the eight pillars that you talked about in that program that you announced last week?
Yes, sir. And even before getting to those eight pillars, it's probably important to be sure that folks understand the vision for the plan. So the vision is called Achieving Educational Excellence. It has three main components, certainly high academic achievement, character development, and then this thought of us being the best public education system in the nation by 2030. And that, in fact, is that last piece is what's resonated with so many folks across North Carolina, because it sets this incredible vision, I believe, for where we can be in 5 years. Now, the pillars, of which there are eight, are the pillars that will allow us to get to making that successful. So you're talking about best-in-nation measurement, things like graduation rate, advanced placement, participation and performance, and career and technical education, participation and performance, et cetera. But there are also then actions underneath each of those pillars that, as we implement them over the next 5 years, will help us be successful in turning that vision into reality. I'll just share very quickly, if you don't mind, the eight
sure.
pillars. So they certainly include everything from preparing each and every student for their next phase of life, revering public school educators, enhancing parents, caregiver and community support, ensuring healthy, safe, and secure learning environment, optimizing operational excellence, leading transformative change, celebrating the excellence in public education, and then finally galvanizing champions to fully invest in and support public education.
Superintendent Green, if we can, let's go back to pillar number 7 for a second, celebrating excellence in public education. Is that something that's vital, because there are a lot of critics out there of public education?
There certainly are folks who have raised concerns about our public education system. One thing that we have found is oftentimes people actually don't know what's going on in our public schools. Don't fully appreciate all of the wealth of offerings in our public schools and how well many of our students are doing. That's not to say that there aren't areas for improvement, because there are. But we have found that as people really understand what's going on in our public schools, folks would be amazed and pleased to see some of the very positive things going on. And then second, part of the criticism has translated into two things. One, folks deciding to make other choices. And so we will, through this plan, we do think it's important that folks think about that again and choose us. And then second, funding for our public schools. North Carolina, even while it's doing, I would say, fair to good, and in some places very good compared to the rest of the nation, we are one of the worst funded public education systems in the country. Some metrics would put us in 40 or so position, even lower. One puts us at 48 in the entire country. So with regards to funding, that's federal, state, and local funding.
Well, we started out by talking about your Mo Wants to Know tour. Now you're going to be going back to the public with a bunch of public forums over September and October to sort of explain this plan?
That's exactly right. We do believe that in order for folks to truly be committed to this vision, we have to be with them to hear certainly from them how they will want to commit. But they also need to know what's in the plan so they'll know where they commit.
And where can folks find out more about it if they don't have a chance to go to the forum about the eight pillars of excellence and the program to achieve educational excellence?
Absolutely. So they can go to the website, which is nc.dpi, and learn more about the program there. You can certainly look it up online, as I say. You can also go to social media. There's lots of information that's being pushed out through our social media vehicles as well.
Well, Superintendent Green, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I would mention the first of those public forums starts on September 25th, and you go through October 29th in different places around the state.
That is correct, and certainly looking forward to being with folks across the state.
And please come back and talk to us again after those tours about what you found out this fall and the success of implementing this program. Superintendent Green, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.